Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today's podcast is going to teach you all about the problems with vaping. I know that you guys have friends who vape. I know you sometimes vape yourselves. And I just wanted to go over for everyone the harms of e-cigarettes. Because nicotine, smoking, vaping, this is all leading to problems in the United States with death rates increasing, cancer rates increasing, skin being harmed. That's not the most dramatic problem. But e-cigarettes and vaping are dangerous. And as much as it seems like it's a cleaner, better trend than regular smoking, it's really not. So we're going to discuss the harms of e-cigarettes and why you shouldn't ignore the evidence and teach your patients, teach yourselves, teach your friends why e-cigarettes and vaping pens are not the best thing to do to yourself. The harms of e-cigarettes. Anyhow, let's talk. So e-cigarettes are also known as vaping pens. It's an electronic device that's similar to a typical cigarette. Your nicotine is going to be stored in a small handheld device that heats up to produce an aerosolized mist. And sometimes it comes in a variety of flavors, making it appealing to younger users. And the tobacco industry has been widely criticized for making fruit-flavored and fun-flavored e-cigarettes because it's just a way to make smoking easier, more addictive, and more appealing and accessible to young people, and trapping them to a lifetime where they are addicted to nicotine products. Smoking itself, of course, we know to be harmful. And I want to dispel the myth that vaping is safer than smoking real cigarettes, because really, there really is no difference. That is right. Vaping e-cigarettes is just as bad and sometimes worse and can cause significant health problems. So here are a few of the negatives. Number one, addiction. This is the most obvious and it cannot be ignored. The nicotine concentration found in e-cigarettes and vapes can be highly addictive, making it much harder to quit. The new devices like Juuls come in 3 to 5% strengths, which produce higher blood concentration of nicotine than those found in regular combustible cigarettes. So the concentration of nicotine is leading to higher amounts of addiction. Asthma. Vaping increases your risk of developing asthma, and if you already have asthma, it definitely can make your existing conditions worse. Lung damage. Smoking causes EVALI, which is E-V-A-L-I, and this stands for e-cigarette or vaping-associated lung injury, and can prove to be fatal. This is a serious lung condition that really causes extensive, widespread damage to your lungs, with symptoms including coughing, shortness of breath, and chest pain. That is longstanding e-cigarette damage to the lungs. It's called EVALI. This is a gateway to smoking. So vaping is also harmful because it's a gateway. Studies show that those who start out typically vaping end up smoking actual cigarettes in the long run. Teenagers who use e-cigarettes in their youth are twice as likely to get on regular tobacco cigarettes in the future. And this can be an issue as combustible cigarettes have higher amounts of nicotine and chemicals than e-cigarettes do, depending on the brand. Then there's risk of cancer. So ingredients like formaldehyde, toluene, and carcinogens like nitrosamines can be found in the vapors of e-cigarettes. And these are the substances that are known to cause carcinogenic effect from regular cigarettes. And then secondhand smoke. If you think that you're doing everyone a favor by vaping and you're not spreading your nasty smoke everywhere, guess what? You're still giving us secondhand smoke. The harmful chemicals found in the aerosolized vapor of vapes and e-cigarettes is still giving secondhand carcinogen exposure to your friends and all your compadres standing next to you there. Statistics really don't lie, and the growing number of e-cigarette smokers is very significant. The odds of quitting if you become a vapor are lower than the odds of quitting with regular cigarettes. At least when you're smoking regular cigarettes, your brain realizes it's bad and wrong, and you've been kind of cultured into understanding that smoking is bad. With vaping, it has this connotation of being cool and hip and cleaner and somehow sleeker and somehow more permissible, it's going to make it very hard for you to quit psychologically. And actually, rather than dismissing the use of e-cigarettes and vaping, people are endorsing using it, promoting it to be much safer. And this actually doesn't hold true. In a 2021 study, an estimated 55 million people worldwide were reported to use e-cigarettes. And in the U.S. alone, 15% of e-cigarette users were non-smokers prior to starting. More than 2.5 million middle school and high school students currently report using vapes. And that's just in the youth population. The teenage consumption actually for vaping and e-cigarettes has increased by 1,800% in the last 1 year. So if you have a teen, if you have a college kid, if you know a college kid, really you should have a talk with them because it seems like such a harmless thing to do and everybody's doing it and you just smoke a little bit, vape a little bit. I see so many people doing this when I go to meetings. I see people who I know who are injectors, who are physicians, who are nurse practitioners vaping. And, you know, I think that they need to understand the risks are the same or worse in terms of carcinogen exposure. 38 different studies showed that the odds of quitting with vaping were 28% lower in those who used e-cigarettes versus the control patients. And in 2020, there were almost 3,000 hospital visits or deaths from e-cigarette use. A total of 68 people died from vaping in 2022. I think these numbers are so significant. As a healthcare provider and doctor, I want to emphasize to every patient that, you know, you have the ability to shape your health. And when you're choosing cigarettes, whether they're tobacco or whether it's vaping, you need to understand the health implications. So if you have a patient who's smoking, discuss their smoking pattern. Remind them not to use both. If they're going to vape, they shouldn't also use regular tobacco. That's double the exposure. Definitely offer the idea of a refillable device. When you use refillable vapes, you're more likely to quit because gradually you taper down your nicotine consumption and concentration. And you can ask the vape shop to help you with identifying the lowest concentration in the vapes. So the amount of nicotine you get in each device can be gradually tapered and gradually withdrawn. You can have withdrawal symptoms if you try to quit too abruptly, and you may not have as much success if you try to withdraw and quit cold turkey. So it's important to discuss kind of the withdrawal symptoms and set a quit date and perhaps even start taking pharmacologic therapy. There's some medications on the market that can help you reduce your urges. Nicotine gum is a good way to wean. Things that, you know, use the oral fixation of putting something in your mouth, so the gum is particularly good. I'm a big fan of encouraging healthcare in every aspect, and definitely vaping can cause problems in terms of your skin circulation. The microcirculation and small vessels that come to the skin surface get vasoconstricted and shrink with nicotine use and chronic nicotine use. We see that smokers look 10 to 15 years older than their counterpart non-smokers. So there's so many reasons to encourage us to not vape. Most important being that this perception that these cigarettes, e-cigarettes are safer, is completely artificial and false. Remember that when you vape, you're exposing yourself to all the ingredients that are used to combust the vaping fluids. So for example, propylene glycol from the e-cigarettes, this is a humectant chemical that's in the vape e-liquids. And propylene glycol dries your mouth, dries your throat, also possibly is associated with skin and acne breakouts. It's such a dangerous compound. This is a dehydrating compound. Propylene glycol dehydrates you. The molecules of water that are absorbed by the propylene glycol are prevented from getting into your skin and your system. This is one reason why patients who vape have dryness of their skin. The e-cigarette's aerosol contains metals like lead, aluminum, copper, manganese, arsenic, and zinc. And breathing in these metals is linked to serious lung damage, for sure. When you smoke and use vapes, the level of metal that's found in your urine, blood, and saliva is similar to that found in regular smokers. Scientists have also associated the vitamin E acetate that's part of the e-liquid as a permanent lung scarring ingredient. So these are all products that are found within the e-liquids that you're inhaling. Formaldehyde, acrolein, acetaldehyde, all of these are cancer-causing products. Not to mention that your heart is at risk. The nicotine increases your blood pressure and your adrenaline, giving you more risk of coronary artery disease. I think that these are dangerous substances. People get more inflammatory skin conditions. Dehydration and aging of the skin is, of course, something that's of a concern to all of us. But more important than that, your skin, your hair, your teeth, all of these things will change with the use of e-vaping. And vaping in general is something I want to discourage you guys from doing. Remember that vaping can create a whole list of skin problems, including increased sensitivity. Inflammatory skin conditions can worsen and have more redness. So people who are prone to rosacea and redness tendency, that can exacerbate. You may have accelerated aging, more fine lines, more wrinkles, loss of elasticity, increased collagen breakdown, hyperpigmentation, and blotchy, uneven skin discoloration. When you are vaping regularly, the breakdown of your skin barrier makes your skin more sensitive and more prone to infections. There's even something called a vaping skin rash because people who vape on the regular get this chronic irritation around the mouth area. These are all things that you can avoid. Remember, nicotine increases risk of skin cancers, stops your ability to heal wound, and restricts those blood vessels from getting skin oxygen. And that is what causes the premature aging. So I want you to think carefully when you go out with your friends the next time and everybody's having a casual drink and they pull out their vape. Just think about it, because it's become such a normal part of social engagement to see people doing this. And it's felt to be so much more socially acceptable because they're not blowing stinky smoke in your face. But remind them that they're still giving you secondhand smoke exposure and ask them, why are you vaping? That is just as bad for you as regular cigarettes. Did you know that? Mostly people don't know that, or they know it subconsciously and they choose to ignore it because they become nicotine addicted. So that little bit of confrontation or a little bit of open discussion is not a bad thing. And I want you to remind your friends and your loved ones and your patients that vaping is not good for you. That's it. That's the end of my little preaching. Just wanted you guys to start the year fresh. It's a time of skincare and resolutions and ideas about getting better at things we want to let go of in 2023. This is one of the ones I want everyone to let go of. Vaping, e-cigarettes. Let this be the end of a trend. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare products for dry, dehydrated skin types. If you are vaping, at least be on a ton of antioxidants for your skin. Try my vitamin C serum. Try the triple shot, which has really powerful antioxidants like resveratrol, and our deep blue hydration serum, which is going to bring back moisture to that tired and dehydrated skin. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.